Hey, welcome back to the CA Power Players Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. Today I got a special guest all the way from Littleton, Colorado. Before I mention her name, okay, she's been in the business since 05. She also, all of her agents that are full-time and have been in the business at least 3 years are all making six figures selling Medicare with Amanda Matthews. What's up, Amanda?
Hey, hi, Cody. How are you doing?
I am doing amazing. I'm shocked that you have not been on the channel yet. Like, you are so impressive. So driven. You help so many agents. What is wrong with me not having you on this thing before?
I don't know. Sometimes I like to sit back and hand away some of the glory. Don't see me like toot my own horn too often, but, but I am very proud of my group and I like it. I like what we do and it's just fun. I don't know why I haven't been on before, but I do get a lot of value coming to all your meetings.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You're someone that is, you're driven, you're humble, you have a big heart, like you help a lot of agents. Where's all that come from? Like if someone's like, okay, I would love to know who Amanda Matthews is. Who is Amanda Matthews? Like, tell us your story a little bit.
You know, it's kind of funny. I started back in Medicare in 2005, got recruited from a guy I played volleyball with. Apparently he thought that I was kind of competitive and that was a necessary component for sales. And
worked out.
It turned out to be true. I am a little bit competitive, mostly against myself and my own achievements, but I do like seeing my name up on the leaderboard. And so I started with an agency in Kansas City. Was an agent there on the ground for about 5 years, and then was promoted to a sales manager of that company out in Colorado. So that's how I landed here in Colorado. But Kansas, you know, still has my heart. And so I was a manager for about 9 years and then branched out on my own and started my own agency about 3.5 years ago. I was, as an agent, I was top producer pretty often in our area in Kansas City. And then had some pretty good marks as a trainer and some pretty good sales goals that we were able to hit when I was a manager at a large company here. And so I knew I could do it again. I actually love the selling aspect, but I really like, you know, a lot of the people that I initially recruited to the agency were friends and relatives. Yeah. Actually, what I'm trying to get right now. I always say, like, I don't want to be on the beach alone. Like, Medicare is a great deal. Like, I want to be hanging out with all my friends on the beach. And so it's been good for me and for most of them, the flexibility, the money, fun team, all of that.
No doubt. Yeah. Listen, I can tell for like looking afar, like look at your Instagram, integrityinsurance.llc, by the way, if you guys want to check it out. Okay. I noticed like you guys have fun. You have a great culture, awesome team. You really actually deeply care about the people that you're helping. When you talk about being a top producer back in Kansas City, what did that look like? Was it, are you talking about like your first year, your first couple years? Kind of actually, I'm giving you permission to pass in the mic to brag on yourself for a quick second.
My gosh, that was so long ago. I started when I was a baby. We had leader boards. You could always see everybody's numbers and kind of where they ranked. And usually I was in the top three in our office. It was a little bit different than the company that I worked for. It was very lead heavy. So they'd get these inbound calls and we'd go on the appointment and he closed almost all of them. There wasn't much competition from other carriers back in the day. Couple. That's like I said, I predate the Part D prescription drug plan when it comes to Medicare. So I've been in the game for a while.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What did you start out? You started in 05. Do you remember what you made your first year selling insurance?
My first year was probably about 70 or 80,000.
Hey.
Back then.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, not to keep making it feel like a long time ago, but like, you know, 18 years ago, that's 70, 80K. That's pretty
awesome. Yeah. And then my second year, I think was like, I missed the $100,000 mark by $400. So I was not happy about that.
And then second year?
My second year. Yeah.
Wow. 99,600 second year. What do you attribute that to? Because there's a lot of agents, as you see, they struggle. They don't get off to a fast start. 92% fail. How were you able to get off to a fast start much quicker than most?
I think knowledge is key. So I remember one time I was working at a kiosk, you know, in one of the stores, and my manager was like checking on me, and I had every single Medicare publication. So like in the downtime, I was just like reading everything. But you know, when I'm looking for new agents, there are some key traits that are not teachable. Anything related to Medicare sales, like I can teach that. I can get you up and running. Like you will not fail on our team. But what I can't teach is, you know, motivation, work ethic, integrity, and eagerness to learn. Some of these things are just innate in someone's character. And so that's what we kind of look for in our team.
That's cool.
And why so many of our agents really excel.
Yeah. I do have one thing before I go back to some of the things you're mentioning. If they're watching at some point and they're like, hey, I would love to learn more from Amanda. How would they go about doing that? How do you recommend they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can call me. Honestly, like I answer questions for a lot of folks, even ones that aren't on my team. But if you have questions, you're welcome to call me at 720-990-1680. Actually, let me give you a better number. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're
good. That was the one I used forever, but I just had to change it to the VoIP number for the Medicare regulations. So 913-832-2877. I still have my Kansas City number. And then you can also email me at amanda@insure-integrity.com.
amanda@insure-integrity.com.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. So to go back and the 913 number, okay, 913-832-2877. To go back to something you mentioned a second ago about key traits that aren't teachable, motivation, integrity, work ethic, and eager to learn. What are some of the things that when you talk to someone for the first time as an agent, what are things, some of the things you're asking to kind of discover some of this?
You know, one of the interview questions that I used to ask as a manager, one of my favorite ones was, what motivates you? Because if you get somebody who doesn't have something that motivates them or lights a fire or gets them like a little bit emotional,
yeah,
I have some concerns about, not saying they can't sell or they won't hit like big numbers. Maybe they're just a guarded person, but for the most part, like what motivates you? And then also, you know, kind of giving examples of what someone's goals are for the year. Like what goals did you set for yourself? When did you set them? Mm. Did you achieve them? Did you not? Did you ever check back in? Like those kinds of things.
So why are goals important? Did you set goals early on? Do you set goals now?
I set goals all the time. As a matter of fact, thanks to one of your former speakers at 8%, Patrick Bet David, I'm a big fan, but I read his and he's like, next five moves. And I literally have them posted like right over my computer.
Mm.
I see, and then some bigger goals that are longer term right off to the side. So I see these all the time. and it's easy to keep focused. And I do write other goals and a business plan. And I check back in with that pretty often. I'm not going to say that I accomplish everything, but it gives me like direction and it keeps me from straying because I feel like in insurance, somebody's always like, we'll write this carrier, we'll do this thing, we'll go under this upline. And I'm like, no, this is what I got to do.
You're very, that does tell you a lot about a person. Like you're very focused and intentional. And that does, even if someone doesn't have a goal, but if they will start to, if they maybe been in industries where they didn't need them professionally, obviously you always need them personally, but if they added them, that tells you all about somebody if they start to actually adopt them and have them and follow them. It tells you if like how serious they are, how committed they are, if they really want something out of life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of goals and, I was like life goals too, you know, like it does the business goal align with the life goal?
Mm.
We were just talking about this again last night. I know a lot of people in the industry, especially agency owners, will have like a spouse in the industry that helps them. And my situation's different. My husband works all the time, but you know, but part of that, me not working from like 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. is also we've got 4 kiddos in the home and sometimes more because we do foster care too. So we're crazy. So I got to be here for the kids too. You know, they're the ones that on my last day, like they're going to be by my side. So I got to remember that and keep it in check.
That's cool. How do you juggle all that? Cause there's probably a lot of moms and business owners and just, you know, people in general that are just very busy with day-to-day life. And some would say, well, you got to balance it all. You know, I don't know. What do you think?
It is tricky to balance it all. Yeah, and sometimes you do have to take a breather. This year I did. So this is I'm at year like 3.5 for agency ownership. And I started way back at zero again, which was way different from what my corporate income was. Right. So, yeah. So when you're back at zero, it's just tough and you're trying to balance it all. But this year, during the annual enrollment period, I did hire someone to help out with all the mom duties and just the mm-hmm. randomness. And, I'm keeping her for, as long. So like she'll help with the laundry or, you know, whatever. I come home. Long day work and my days are just like go, go, go. And then like to come home and be like, oh yeah, now you got to do the grocery shopping and the dishes and the laundry. And it's more work. You're not paid for it, but you got to do it. So
that's right.
When the money started flowing for me, that freed up more time for me to focus on the business and not have to do all those little things that I don't like.
That's smart. I love that you did that. We did the same with Lauren at our house, you know, but it's cool that you did that because it also allows you to spend more time with the family and the kids. And when you're disconnected from work, you can actually disconnect as much as you can, you know, and not having to like sit there and work for a few more hours to do stuff before you go to bed to then start all over again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just been a huge help. So, and I do have someone now that we started off with a virtual admin. I am looking for like an in-person admin as well. But again, funds only allow for so much. And it kind of depends on how you budget, but that's, I like to budget like what I can pay for fully without going in debt. And so we started out with a virtual admin and, you know, moving up and growing. It probably would help us grow faster. I did offer a couple of people jobs last year, but the Denver market's tough. So if anybody's looking for an admin job and are as motivated, all the same qualities I need in an agent.
Yes. Yes. You mentioned earlier at the very beginning, you said that you're competitive against yourself and your own achievements.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from?
You know, I was thinking about that just the other day. Because I was like, if I was a stay-at-home mom, I'd be on the PTA, I'd be doing the field trips. You know, like it's just ingrained in me. I don't slow down, even if it weren't work. But I don't like to go backwards. It's very annoying to me. And so I'm like, well, if I did this much and I did it okay, then surely I can do this much or this much. And then seeing also what other people my age have achieved and how much time was invested in it, you know, 10 years, 15 years. I'm like, I could give that. And then always just trying to all the haters, you know, people that's still in your mind, whether it was from childhood or a year ago, you know, former coworker, whatever. Just want to be like, yeah, watch me. Like I'm proving that I can do everything I said I could do.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's like that quote. I actually said it earlier today. There's a quote out there, like, I'm coming for everything they said I couldn't have, you know, it's like mm-hmm. that concept, you know,
and nothing. Yeah. Like
yeah. Yeah. I mean, people should strive and have ambitions and have goals and all these things. You also mentioned your next 5 moves. Uh-huh. I'm not saying you give them all to us, but can you give some insight on maybe what they are? Some of them, maybe, if not, maybe how you came up with them, how you can help other people with planning in the future.
So, I can tell you all of them. It's pretty easy at this point. You know, finding an office space is key. I'm working out of my home right now. And again, part of that had to do with budget starting at zero. And yes. We're definitely at a place where we need to have an actual office space for several reasons. Hiring an admin. That was on there last year, but like I said, I offered 2 killer people great wages and neither one worked out, unfortunately. Recruiting mentors, a couple of mentors. The I am great at Medicare, like A plus at Medicare, right? But when it comes to actually running a business and having it totally separate from myself, making good moves like with taxes and buying or renting office space, you know, hiring employees, those are places where I don't have experience. And so looking for some mentors to, you know, whether or not to take on a partner, all of these sorts of things. Things that I don't know about. And I would like to have all the cautions and here are the things you should think through. So I got a couple on board. I'd like about three or four have experience. And then figuring out a way to get great at tracking sales. The data we get from the carriers is pretty rough. And it might just mean hiring another person for bookkeeping, but that is a real challenge. Everyone will say it though. Like you can't be a great, you don't know where you're going. You don't know what your goals should be if you don't know what the actual numbers are. And I am a math person, but I tell you, I tried to put this together the first 2 weeks of COVID. I think I had a breakdown like every day and I just gave up and built a website instead. Anyway, I got to get on top of that. I know I need to get on top of that. And then agent recruiting plan. Working on a few different avenues there. It's coming along. Got a couple new ones last week.
Cool. Boom. So, yeah. I like hearing that too. That's exciting. That's
good. I don't want to take on so many that I, you know, can't train them because I have a certain way that I like to train. And if they don't hit that 100K goal in 3 years, I feel like a failure. So I want us all to win.
I love that. I love that you personally take ownership and responsibility in other people's success. You know,
yeah.
It means a lot. I mean, it could hold us back if we do it too much, but we have to have some of it. You know, we got to want people to win. So that's awesome.
Yeah. There's no way they can fail if they're putting in the effort on our team.
I love it.
We got too many processes to win.
That's so rare to be able to say that. Like, hey, as long as they put in the work, they will not fail on our team. Like that is so unique. And I love that you're saying that. I love people are hearing that. And here's what I want to do. You've been amazing. Thank you for being on. Phenomenal.
Thank you.
If anyone wants to get in touch with you and talk to you and be a part of those that are just going to win when they're on your team, what do they do?
Give me a call and let's first see if we're a good match for one another. My number is 913-832-2877. Or you can email me, amanda@insure-integrity.com.
I love it. Amanda, thank you for being on the Power Player Podcast. An amazing job.
Yeah, thanks, Cody.
Yes, thank you. Okay, thank you guys for listening to the Power Player Podcast. Love Amanda. Love what she's doing. Super impressive. Check her out. Go reach out to her. And we'll see you on the next episode.